Our second reading today talks about Abraham and Sarah and how they were called to leave their homeland, the land of Ur, and they were sent to a foreign land. And they dwelled in a foreign land. And anyone who's ever traveled abroad can probably understand how difficult that can be and how uncomfortable to be in a foreign land. You know, if you don't speak the same language as people, you know, the food is different, the customs are different. You know, all the things that we're familiar with aren't there. And people can often get homesick because they want to go home. And what the author of Hebrews says, he says that Abraham and Sarah, even though they were dwelling in a foreign land, they didn't look back. They didn't look to what they had left behind. But instead, they desired a better homeland. And they trusted in God's promise. And they even died waiting to see their true homeland. Because their true homeland wasn't something that they would find in this world, but it would only be through death that they would find their true homeland. And so they waited faithfully for that. I think a good question for us to ask ourselves is, where is our true homeland? You know, this life is a gift from God, and we should love life. You know, life is beautiful, it's amazing, it's a gift, and all of us have a purpose while we're here on earth. You know, a purpose God is calling us to fulfill. But at the same time, can we really feel at home in this world that's fallen and where sin is so prevalent? You know, just in the past year, 4,650 Christians were martyred for the faith in one country alone, just in Nigeria. It's almost 13 a day on average. And countless others were kidnapped, many of them children. Can we really be at home in a world like this? You know, where 58% of the voters in Kansas just voted to keep an implied constitutional right to abortion in the state of Kansas. Can we really feel at home in a world where evil like this is so widespread? And the evil that we see in the world around us is because of the disorder and the sin that's within our own hearts. You know, so often we commit sin. We act out of greed. We act out of selfishness or lust towards others. Can we really be at home in a world like this? Now, faith is not just a set of intellectual beliefs. That's part of it. You know, we affirm certain truths because we're Catholic. You know, we believe in the Trinity. We believe that Mary is the Virgin Mother of God. We believe in the seven sacraments. But faith has other elements as well. Faith is the realization of what is hoped for. Part of faith is the realization that we are hoping for a homeland that's beyond this world. And faith is the realization of that when we attain our true homeland. And so as important as it is for us to love this life, part of faith is realizing that we have a better homeland, a place where there is no sin, a place where there is ultimately perfect union with God, a place where we're not separated from God and from his goodness, but we find that perfect union. That's our true homeland. And so how deep is our faith? Because if our faith is deep, it should orient and actually transform our entire life to orient us towards our true homeland. And so someone who's living by faith is going to realize that what we give away is far more important than what we keep for ourselves. And so someone with faith is going to orient their life towards generosity and towards charity. A life of faith is going to teach us to yearn for a life of prayer, because eternal life is union with God. And so we should yearn for that. And the time that we're able to spend in prayer is seeking union with God. And so an authentic life of faith is going to teach us to yearn for that life of prayer. An authentic life of prayer is going to transform our families. Because if a married couple is living in accord with faith, they're going to realize that life is a gift from God and that their mission is to bring life into this world. And so they will be open to the gift of life, and they'll recognize that the most important priority within our families needs to be creating an environment where the faith will thrive and where our children grow up to love the Lord and embrace a faith, a life of faith in Jesus Christ. There is this mistaken idea that came up in the post-Vatican II era. And the idea was that if we assimilate to the world and we become more like the world around us, that'll remove some of the obstacles that people have towards religion, and people would flood into the church. And so there was a movement to do that, but it actually didn't work at all. It backfired. People ended up leaving the church in huge numbers. And what people did is they decided that traditional morality was old-fashioned. We don't need to live by that anymore. We should strip down our churches. And instead of having beautiful liturgies, we should make them feel more like a family room. So they stripped away and whitewashed churches. And so there was this movement to, you know, secularize everything. And traditional devotions like praying the rosary and Eucharistic adoration were discouraged. Or in some churches, they stopped doing them altogether. And so all of these things were taken away. And what happened is people lost the realization that we are created for a homeland that is beyond this world. We were not created, and as Christians, it's not our mission to be like the world. Our true homeland is not in this world. It's our mission to live in this world, but to not be of this world, to have our sight set on the true homeland. And so the purpose of the Mass isn't to be more like the world. It's to instill in us a desire for eternal life. When we come to Mass and we see Jesus Christ present, veiled behind the appearance of bread and wine, it should instill in our hearts a desire to see his presence unveiled, to see him face to face. And so Mass should be a time, a place where we love to come, but it should instill in us a yearning and a desire for even more, to see the unveiled presence of God. And so the purpose of the liturgy and of the Christian life is to orient us to our true homeland. And so as we reflect upon today's readings, I encourage us to think about the reality that this is not our homeland. And our mission and our purpose is not to assimilate to the world around us and to be comfortable in this world. We can't cling to what Jesus Christ came to free us from. We have to live in this world, but not be of this world, and to look forward and to never forget where our true homeland is.